Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, London Hibbs, Miss America's outstanding teen, and the main thing we're going to be talking about today, the national teen spokesperson for Donate Life America. You're also the official national teen goodwill ambassador for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, and that's only the beginning. We'll talk quite a bit about you and then just kind of bring it back around and really focus mainly on your work with Donate Life America. But London Hibbs, good morning. Great to have you with
us. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Okay, London, a little bit about you. You have a long family history in Tyler. The Hibbs family is well known in the community, Hibbs Hallmark, etc. I personally knew your grandfather, Billy Hibbs Sr. I've known both of your parents for quite some time, and now you come along and you're making a big name for yourself. Let's just talk a little bit about London, who you are, and some important things you want people to know about you.
Okay. Well, I am the reigning Miss America's Outstanding Teen for 2019. Interestingly enough, I actually started as Miss Tyler's Outstanding Teen back in 2017 before I won Miss Dallas Outstanding Teen and then eventually Miss Texas Outstanding Teen. And the Miss America's Outstanding Teen organization is the little sister program for Miss America, which I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with, the national scholarship pageant. And so I've been involved for a couple of years now, and the Miss America's Outstanding Teen organization has four main pillars that the girls who compete represent, and that's service, scholarship, style, and success. So with each competitor in the system, we are encouraged to develop what is called a social impact initiative. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that's near and dear to our hearts, that we spend a lot of time and effort and pour our hearts into developing some sort of organization, nonprofit, campaign that is going to better the lives of those around us. And so when I started competing in this organization, there were obviously a lot of different service opportunities that were being made available to me, and a lot of different organizations and nonprofits that were close to my heart. However, I decided on creating my own campaign, which is called Check Yes for Life, through Donate Life Texas originally, which that's expanded, which I'm sure we'll touch on. But basically, the idea of the platform is that it's something very personal to you that you yourself will always stand for, because Children's Miracle Network is the national social impact initiative for the Miss America and Miss America's Outstanding Teen national organizations. However, I love that the program encourages each individual competitor to formulate some type of program that is very, very specific and unique to them. So I have a lot of personal history with organ donation. I have close family connections and family friend connections, and it really spoke to me. And so I decided that I was going to go for it, even though it's something that's not talked about a lot and could even be considered taboo by some. I really wanted to go for it. And that's kind of where I started in this organization and how I came about with my work with Donate Life America.
Donate Life America, let's get a little bit more specific here. What you're really about is encouraging people, particularly teens, and you're 18 now?
I'm almost 18 in a few days.
Almost 18 in a few days. Okay, well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And but encouraging people, mainly teens, to put the check mark on their driver's license, I believe, that says, yes, I want to do what exactly?
Yes. So I'll share a little funny story with you, actually, first. As I'm sure most teens can imagine, when you turn 16, 15 even, the driver's license is like a huge thing. It's a big deal, right? And it was a big deal to me too. I was excited. I got my driver's ed out of the way really early. And when I went to go take my driving test to get my license, I failed. And that was devastating, of course. 16-year-old me was not too excited. So I went to take it again, and I failed again. So it was difficult for me. It was hard. But in the many different times that I had to keep going back to the Department of Public Safety to attempt to get my license, which thank goodness happened on the third time, I filled out the paperwork a lot. And something stuck out to me, and it was this question of, very, very simple question in all of the hundreds of questions that you have to fill out in order to get something like a government-issued driver's license. But it stuck out to me because it was pretty much the shortest one on the page, and it said, would you like to register as an organ donor? Check yes or no. And every single time that I had to go into the DPS to try to get my license, I checked it, and I never never thought about it that much, but it started having an impact on me because I thought, wow, you know, my parents have always told me how important it is to have the little heart on your driver's license and things like that and be a donor. But I thought, wow, this is really easy. All you have to do is check a box and that registers you. So I started getting a little bit more involved, doing a little bit more research, and that's when I started to delve into my family connection and how many lives can be actually saved or potentially saved or quality of life improved for so many people just by checking that one little tiny box.
Okay, so basically, you're going to donate your organs as basically a life-saving measure. And I want to be a little bit, I want to be clear on this, because some people will donate their bodies to science, for example. And basically, that's for research. This is similar, but also very different, because this is about actually saving lives through donating specific organs. Is that basically the concept we're talking about here?
Absolutely. So a little fact people might not know is that only one out of every 1,000 people pass away in a way that their organs can actually be donated to save someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 8 major organs that can be donated, but in order for them to be donated, the person who has passed away needs to be on some form of life support. Their organs still need to be alive in some way. So for a lot of people who pass away, that's just not a viable option, mm-hmm. because they might have died in a different way. So donating parts of the body or different organs to science, to research, is another wonderful, not directly life-saving, but incredibly beneficial way that people can improve the lives of people later on and really help provide with that scientific research for how to combat diseases. My grandfather, actually, who passed away of early onset Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. donated his brain for medical research. So even though he passed away in a manner where his organs couldn't be directly used to save someone else's life, his brain was put into scientific research to help find out more about early onset Alzheimer's.
Okay, we're talking to London Hibbs, Miss America's Outstanding Teen, and also the National Teen Spokesperson for Donate Life America, as well as the official National Teen Goodwill Ambassador for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. If you want to find out more, let's go ahead and satisfy the curiosity of many of our listeners who are probably on the edge of their seats right now. How do I learn more? www.donatelife.org. That is the one-stop shop to get information about this whole project, this whole venture that you're so passionate about and that you have really, I guess, spent about the last year or so, and I'm going to, and we'll be planning, we expect spending the rest of your life spreading the word about.
Yes, absolutely. I've spent about the past 2 years formulating Check Yes for Life, which is my direct campaign that specifically targets teenagers.
Uh-huh.
But I plan to continue my work with Donate Life Texas and Donate Life America as long as I am able to, because I love the organization. I love what they stand for. And my my close family friend who unfortunately passed away about the age I am right now, just had such a huge impact on me, and I want to share that same message in the way that the mark she left on me with other teenagers, because I don't think that many teens, especially in this kind of confusing time of our lives where so much is going on and we're working to find ourselves, I don't think it's always considered what we can be doing to help others, especially what we could be doing to help others if something were to happen to us. So Kendall's story is a really inspiring when she passed away in a vehicle accident at 18 years old, just after she had graduated from high school and gotten her driver's license. And she checked yes for life, and she was an organ donor. And she was able to directly save 8 people's lives,
mm-hmm.
as well as improve in huge measures the quality of life for several other people through the donation of her tissues, her skin, her corneas, providing the gift of sight to people. And it's an incredibly inspiring story, and one that I like to share to teenagers across the country, because again, like I said, I don't think we're always thinking about what we can be doing to help others, especially when it's something as simple as checking a box on a piece of paper.
Okay, again, www.donatelife.org. Also want to direct folks to your personal website, www.registerme.org/campaign/checkyesforlife, with the numeral 4. Again, registerme.org/campaign/checkyesforlife. That is your personal web link for people to basically pick up on the work that you're doing. A little bit more about you and Miss America's Outstanding Teen. I mean, a lot of work has to go into that. And just looking over some of the biographical materials that were given to me, you've spent more than 300 hours volunteering for more organizations than we have time to go into right now. Children's Miracle Network, Donate Life Texas, Salvation Army, SPCA, Operation Care International, Meals on Wheels, Soupmobile, and that's about half of them right there. You are a very busy person. You are also an aspiring actress and singer, and part of the aspiration's already been taken care of. You have performed at, I believe, did you do some singing at Carnegie Hall at one point?
I did, yes. Last year I had the opportunity with the Honors Performance Series, which actually, a little fun fact, I will be returning to the Honors Performance Series Choral Studies Program in Sydney, Australia this summer, right after I give up my title as Miss America's Outstanding Teen.
Okay. And you were also in a movie that came out last year and had a pretty lengthy run in Tyler called... Tell me the name of the movie.
Beautifully Broken.
Beautifully Broken.
Yes, an inspirational film, and I just had a small role, but it was really fun to be a part of. I've never done a movie or anything really like that before, so it was wonderful. I loved seeing the finished product, and it had such a great message. So definitely check it out. It'll be out on DVD soon.
Mm-hmm. You're not just anybody who just came along and decided to check yes for life. You're also a Mensa member of the National Honor Society, Duke University Talent Identification Program, highest GPA award at Miss Texas's Outstanding Teen. The list goes on and on and on. Folks, this is a very accomplished young lady with bright future ahead of her. And I think we probably have our audience's attention already, but maybe that'll help a little bit more. Whoa, we better check out what this person has to say. Okay, so you mentioned, of course, your grandfather, Billy Hibbs Sr., who donated his brain for research. And when you were 15, this close family friend of yours named Kendall, I believe, passed away. So it sounds like between the two of those experiences, that's what really maybe had more than anything else to do with this decision that you made, not only to check yes for life yourself, but also to encourage others to do the same.
Absolutely. And I actually had one more. My family's actually pretty small. So we're all very close. We all live within a close proximity of each other. When I was really young, about 5 years old, I think my great uncle, who is his character's name is Mouse in a band called Mouse and the Traps.
Oh, Mouse and the Traps.
Yeah.
Who doesn't know about them?
So they're kind of, I don't even know what kind of, I guess a rock band?
You guessed correctly.
A little before my time, but.
Not before mine, but yes, that is a rock band.
Yes. Well, so my great uncle, his name is Ronnie Weiss.
Ronnie Weiss, yeah. Oh,
that's him.
Legendary name.
He is a performer like myself and a singer, so I've always looked up to him in that way and been to a lot of his performances. So when I was really young, he was taken to the hospital and put on the national transplant waiting list for a lung.
Mm-hmm.
And he was born with a lot of lung difficulties, and of course being in, you know, smoky bars, performing not helpful for lung problems. So he was actually put on the national transplant waiting list at age 69, so just a few weeks before he would have turned 70 and not been an eligible recipient anymore. But he did receive a lung, and it saved his life.
Mm-hmm.
And so growing up, from the time I was 5 to now I'm almost 18, I've been able to see just the life-saving difference it's made in my uncle, because not only did it save his life, but it had a huge ripple effect on our family and his devoted fans that he still gets to perform in front of because he's been given the second chance at life. So I've loved sharing his story with people because organ donation, especially direct organ donation that is so life-saving, you're not just saving one person. We like to talk about like the power of eight a lot and how these eight organs can directly save one life, but you're saving more than just one life, because through that one life, it really is a ripple effect that is affecting the lives of so many. So it's a really beautiful thing, in my opinion, and certainly something that needs to be talked about more.
Okay, and I'm glad we're talking about it today. Talking with London Hibbs, Miss America's Outstanding Teen, soon to be giving up her title, but still a few weeks to go, and I know you're going to make the most of that. Also, the national team spokesperson for Donate Life America and the official national team goodwill ambassador for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. The idea is to encourage people, especially teens, to check that box on your driver's license and say, yes, I will donate my organs to save as many as 8 lives. www.donatelife.org is the main website, and also London's personal web link, www.registerme.org/campaign/checkyesforlife. Now let's get into the meat of it. Statistics, why all of this basically is so important. From what I understand, there have been advances in medical technology, but the demand for organ, eye, and tissue donation still vastly exceeds the number of donors. The need, if we can maybe crunch a few numbers here, starting with this one, 114,000 men, women, and children are waiting right now, as we speak, for life-saving organ transplants.
Yes, so that's obviously a really huge number. One of the things, actually, that I focus on, since teens do use social media so much and I want to target teens directly, I used, especially when I was preparing for Miss America's Outstanding Teen, Instagram and Facebook to post all of the facts that we're probably going to cover right now. Mm-hmm. Because for a lot of people, the numbers game really can help. And there are a lot of myths surrounding organ donation, so I wanted to debunk those myths and make sure that everyone had access to the truth when it came to organ donation, and put out these facts, because a lot of people don't really know how vast the subject spans and how many people need these life-saving transplants.
Okay, let's get into the facts. And London, you just go ahead and start anywhere you want and just kind of run through some of the key things that you think people really need to know if they're going to decide, hey, I want to check that box.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and start with dispelling a rumor that I feel like a lot of people that are sitting and listening right now might be thinking about, and that is, if I am registered as an organ donor and I pass away, for example, in a vehicle accident, a doctor that might be caring for me is not going to do everything in his or her power to save my life. That is absolutely not true, because a doctor's number one priority is always to save your life first. I also like to point out that organs that are going to be transplanted need to be in the healthiest condition possible. So doctors don't actually even have access to that kind of information when they are helping to treat you. So their number one priority is always to help you first, save your life first. Organ donation is an after-the-fact subject that comes after someone has chosen to be removed from life support or something like that, and their organs are actually viable for transplant. So that's a huge one that I love to put out there, just because so many people tend to get a little concerned about the topic and think, this could be my case if I were in that situation. 80% of patients waiting for an organ are in need of a kidney. And like I said, there are 8 major organs that can be donated: lungs, heart, liver, kidney, tissues, the list goes on. And living donation is also a wonderful, wonderful thing. I would like to point out a little story. Miss America, who's my kind of older sister this year, her name is Nia Franklin. Uh-huh. She actually was her father's stem cell donor, which is a living donation process. And there are so many ways that people can get involved. I actually do get asked a lot, if I register, does this website want my organs right now? Or after I passed away? So I actually answer that question a lot. So no, it's not for right now, but living donation is another beautiful subject that can save so many lives in a very fast amount of time.
Okay. A number of statistics. We went over the 114,000 men, women, and children waiting for life-saving organ transplants. Even the largest football stadium in the U.S. could not fit the number of patients on the national transplant waiting list. That is another one that I wanted to point out. Every 10 minutes, another person added to the national transplant waiting list. 8,000 deaths occur every year in the U.S. because organs are not donated in time. I think we're getting across the urgency of this this whole issue right now. As we visit with London Hibbs on In Focus, national teen spokesperson for Donate Life America, also the official national teen goodwill ambassador for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, and of course Miss America's Outstanding Teen for actually the next few weeks. One of the things that I ran across as I was looking at one of the websites was some frequently asked questions, and I'm sure you've already covered some of this. But let's start off with the first one. Who can be a donor?
Absolutely anyone. I will say, I love telling people this. In all of my work with Children's Miracle Network hospitals, I have had the opportunity to come across so many very, very young children who have been the recipient of organs or tissues or some other type of life-saving organ. And it is one of the most inspiring, incredible things to see, because not only do you see the joy from a living child who is on a track to becoming very healthy, but also their parents who have their baby back and are given that second chance at life through one of their family members. It's incredibly inspiring. So absolutely everyone. I also like to point out, because sometimes I'm asked, oh, I'm too old to be an organ donor, or too young, I don't have my license yet, something like that. And this is an example that I love to give. Kendall, my friend who passed away, mm-hmm. was 18 years old. I'm almost 18 years old. If something like that were to happen to me and someone who was my age and my size were to need an organ or some tissues, I would be a wonderful match for that. Because unfortunately, with so many people on the national transplant waiting list, even if an organ becomes available, it's not always going to be a match. So that's why I always encourage everyone to register, because you never know when something could happen and there could be someone out there who could benefit directly from your specific organ. And some people think, oh, I might not have a good liver because I have a past with alcohol, or my lungs have a past with smoking or something like that. But I always encourage everyone to register. That's why my link, definitely go check it out. You can specifically list if you would like your organs to be donated specifically for medical research, specifically for life-saving methods. And it's wonderful, because some people think that they may not be a viable life giver, and then they are. And so I think that's a beautiful thing.
Okay. Registering to be a donor. Can we get a little bit more specific about that? It mm-hmm. does apparently go a little bit beyond just checking the box on the driver's license, but it does take less than a minute. And from what I understand, you're encouraging people to register through your personal web link, if you will, www.registerme.org/campaign/checkyesforlife. Can they also register directly on donatelife.org?
You can. My personal link is just kind of a condensed version of what you will see on Donate Life America or Donate Life Texas. So it is literally just the raw filling out your information, giving your name, giving your email, and then, like I said, setting all of those preferences for if something were to happen and your organs were to be donated. Donate Life America, however, will give you all of these frequently asked questions that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It'll give you all of the overview information on what the process of organ donation really looks like and everything like that. So it definitely is a one-stop shop, but my link is a specific registration link so that I can actually see the number of people who are registering, and you can fill everything out in a short amount of time and get yourself on that list.
Okay, and since your personal link is your personal link, and also because it's a little bit long, I'm going to repeat that again, www.registerme.org/campaign/checkyesforlife, and the four is the numeral four. Minutes left in the show, and some other frequently asked questions. You can go to the website to get some of the answers, but London, you're doing a great job of just kind of fleshing all of this out for us. And let's go to the next one. Does my religion support organ, eye, and tissue donation? Is that going to be an issue for anybody?
Yeah, so all major religions actually support organ, eye, and tissue donations. If you have any questions, of course, you can always consult your faith leader or priest. But all major religions are supportive of organ donation, and of course, giving back, whether that's in your lifetime or after.
Okay. And is there a cost? I assume there's not.
There's
but
not
is there
cost.
A cost to be
there's
an organ,
not.
Eye, and tissue donor?
There's not. And a lot of people actually like to know how that can affect a funeral. You can actually still mm-hmm. have an open casket funeral as an organ donor. All of the expenses are covered. And another thing I'd like to point out is Donate Life America and the Southwest Transplant Alliance for here in Texas, they become like your family members, because going through a process like this obviously is hard for what could be two grieving families, but is now only one. I always love to point that out. They become like your family, and they make the process so wonderful, and it's really heartwarming to watch, because they care so much about what they do.
Okay. Does registering as a donor change my patient care? I think we went over that early on. No, it does not. The doctor has his or her responsibilities, and it's not going to affect your patient care. Social and financial status play any part in whether or not you'll get an organ if you ever need one.
I also love pointing out this fact. Some people seem to think that celebrities are going to be higher up on the waiting list because they're famous, so they deserve an organ first. That is absolutely not true. Of course, children do have a lot of priority on the national transplant waiting list, but like I said, it can often be really hard to find matches for children. So no, there's no celebrity status or financial status that plays any part in deciding who receives an organ. It's just when you find a match.
Okay, now this one, why is it important for people of every community to donate? And we've been over that in some degree, but you get into issues like that actually have to do with statistics connected to racial and ethnic groups, and that's also an important consideration.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously surrounding organ donation, there's going to be a huge potential that your body will reject the organ. So, like the example I gave with my 18-year-old friend who would be similar in body size to me, the closer you can get to who you are as a person with the potential donor or recipient, the more likely that organ is to work. So that's why we always encourage people of all different races, all different ethnicities to register, because you never know when there could be someone out there who is just like you in pretty much any status that is going to benefit maybe even more successfully from your specific organ.
Talking to London Hibbs, the national teen spokesperson for Donate Life America, also official national teen goodwill ambassador for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And we're not going to have a lot of time to discuss the CMN connection, but it all fits. I mean, we're talking about kids who are in the Children's Miracle Network because they have life-threatening illnesses.
Yes.
And so it's not too hard to make that connection. Also, of course, all this under the auspices of being Miss America's Outstanding Teen, named just a little less than a year ago and still a few weeks to go in that tour of duty. A couple of minutes left in the show, maybe about 3 minutes. Did you have any other tips that you wanted to pass along or dispel any other myths that we haven't already covered?
Well, I would just point out going and following Donate Life America on Twitter, on Instagram. They're always posting new facts and new statistics. April is actually National Donate Life Month, so if you want to get involved with helping spread this wonderful message, you can always be in contact with Donate Life America. You don't have to be a direct donor family, even though I am part of a donor family in more than one way. Donor recipient family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love spreading this message, and I hope that all of you will be inspired to have the cute little red heart on your driver's license or check out my link and register directly to become an organ donor, because signing up is saving lives.
And one thing that I somehow neglected to mention early on, but you've just done so much to get the word out about this, and I know you're going to continue to do it. But one of the things you did, you traveled to Washington, D.C. to meet and collaborate with members of the Department of Transportation and Health Resources Services to generate greater awareness of your platform. What was it like to be a part of all that?
Yes. When I expanded Check Yes for Life from Donate Life Texas to Donate Life America, I wanted to also reach a greater range of people, even more so than just specifically teenagers who were trying to get their driver's license. So I actually worked with the National Department of Public Safety and the Department of Transportation to try to implement Check Yes for Life and organ donation education in every form of driving school and Department of Public Safety that there is in this country, because I want it to be more talked about. I want it to be taught to people, both teens and adults who are trying to get their driver's license. I want it to be a huge topic that is mentioned when people are renewing their license. I want it to be something that when you walk into a driving school or a defensive driving class, something like that, that it is mentioned to you in some way, shape, or form that you have the facts and you have the resources necessary to register as an organ donor. So,
one thing I wanted to mention again, and I had actually meant to say something about this earlier, if you want to know a little bit more about the Miss America's Outstanding Teen Organization, it's a 501c3 nonprofit, and you can go to www.maoteen.org to learn all about that and talk about some of the things, unfortunately, we didn't have time to get to today. So you've been successful with us so far, and that you'll continue to be successful with it, even though it's a big challenge?
Absolutely. I've loved so far everything that I've had the opportunity to do for Donate Life Texas, Donate Life America. It's been heartwarming to me, but of course, my favorite part is seeing everyone else's reaction when they see how beneficial this topic is.
Thank you, London. Talking to London Hibbs, Miss America's Outstanding Teen, National Teen Spokesperson for Donate Life America, the crux of our show today, www.donatelife.org or www.registerme.org/campaign/check-yes-for-life. Those are the websites you want to go to. London Hibbs, it's been great. Thanks so much for sharing this important topic with us, and feel free to keep us posted on how you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me. Don't forget to sign up and save lives.
You bet. Miss America's Outstanding Teen, London Hibbs, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.